This hour of the Armed American Radio podcast is being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. This incredible organization is doing the behind-the-scenes work on behalf of our Second Amendment freedoms, filing the lawsuits around the nation that defend against the incredible withering assault on our constitutional right to bear arms. If it weren't for the Second Amendment Foundation and the incredible work they do, the landscape of our gun rights in this country would be vastly different. Visit them and help us defend freedom from the Bloomberg machine that is dumping millions into the effort to strip you of your rights. Visit the Second Amendment Foundation at saf.org. That's saf.org. Now is the time. We need your help. saf.org to do your part fighting for the freedoms that we enjoy today. Enjoy the program, and I'll see you on the radio.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, Jeff Gordon wins at Dover today. That's good news for Jeff Gordon. If you're a NASCAR fan and a Jeff Gordon fan, I'm kind of pulling for him this year. I'm not sure why.
Because he's getting old.
Maybe that is why. Coming to a close of his career.
It's hard to believe that he's getting old enough to worry about, you know, worry about being a good driver.
To go back in NASCAR history and to think that he and Dale Earnhardt Sr. did epic battles.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
On racetracks around the country, and to see him out there today, you still look at Jeff Gordon as that young punk kid that's winning races, but
right.
one of the winningest drivers in history. So that's kind of cool. If you're a sports fan, Derek Jeter. Wow, what a walk off that was to end his last game in Yankee Stadium,
right,
to hit that RBI in the top of the ninth inning and kick it up a notch and walk him off with a win. That was fantastic. You can't script that. And listen,
Michael Jordan had four or five hits, wasn't it?
Yeah, he did. I think he went 3 for 5, if I'm not mistaken, and then that walk-off RBI. Yeah. Now, you know, a little bit different with baseball. You know, basketball, remember when Jordan, back in the late 80s,
mm-hmm.
you know, they could feed the ball to him before the buzzer.
Right.
But you can't select who's in what part of the lineup in a baseball game.
Nope.
So it was just, you know, the gods were there for Derek Jeter. Congratulations to him. We had last week a fascinating discussion, I believe it was during this hour, on one of David Kodria's columns about pediatricians. And it wasn't meant to spark a full 45 minutes, but it did. Jerry Henry, first of all, you're in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. That's who you've been hearing, in case you wondered who that was. That's Jerry Henry, who is the head of the executive director of GeorgiaCarry.org, and they are the grassroots
organization of the year.
Organization of the year from the Second Amendment Foundation's Gun Rights Policy Conference. Congratulations. I'm proud to be a member of that for many, many years.
Me too.
David Kodria, welcome back to the program. How are you?
Always great to be here, gentlemen.
Your column, and we have George Hill, the Mad Ogre, here. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, welcome to the show. How you doing, George?
Well, I'm doing magical. My wife's car's not so good. We got it vandalized, and somebody made off with some gasoline that they didn't pay for and damaged the fuel tank. And I'm really super, let's just say I fit the description of Mad Ogre right now.
Ooh, Sean, keep your finger on the dump switch. That's all I got to say about that. George, welcome to the show. Sorry under those circumstances.
It happens.
David, your conversation last week with us, can you give us a quick synopsis of the piece you wrote about pediatricians?
Yes.
Yeah, essentially, this pediatrician was complaining about the Florida law, which appropriately restricts physicians from performing boundary violations and asking about firearms in the home if it's not medically related to the case, and then going ahead and keeping records and things like that. As you know, there's a law in Florida that Dr. Timothy Wheeler, who was at the Gun Rights Policy Conference, incidentally, was instrumental in ushering through, And, of course, everyone is now complaining, well, you're restricting the First Amendment rights of doctors. And no, you're not restricting the First Amendment rights of doctors. What you're doing is, you know, there are all kinds of restrictions on professionals. You know, a doctor, as Tim Wheeler said, can't ask a patient for a date either. Right. Is that restricting, you know, the First Amendment rights of doctors? No, it's ensuring professional conduct performed in accordance with what they are accredited for and what they are qualified to perform. So she wrote this column in the Huffington Post complaining that she can't do that and that she can't dispense advice to patients about guns. And that was the introduction that we used about a form that I created many years ago with Joe Horn, the late Joe Horn, I should say. He was a Los Angeles deputy sheriff who retired and then went on to become a professional risk management consultant. And he wrote a piece called Physicians Don't Borrow Trouble, where he talked about the risk management considerations of a physician dispensing advice for which they are not qualified or certified. I looked at that, and I knew Joe through some other activist affiliations, and got a hold of him and said, "Hey, look, you know, this is a great idea. Can we make a form together?" And he liked the idea, and we did, and we came up with the physician liability and qualification form. And essentially, what it says is, if a physician starts asking you about guns and starts trying to dispense advice, you give them the form and you ask them to, number one, certify that they are aware and they've read the literature on defensive firearms uses, and or that they have not read the literature and they are dispensing advice anyway. And you go on to ask them if they are qualified and where they've received their certifications from. And if they're not certified, will their malpractice insurance carrier cover the negative consequences of any unqualified advice that they care to dispense? So that's it in a nutshell.
I received an email from a listener, a very engaged email, that was critical of my portion of the conversation last week on the air. Now, granted, that conversation took a little bit longer than we thought, but that's the beauty of Armed American Radio. We have the freedom to talk about what we want, when we want, and this discussion continued a little bit longer than I had originally planned. Here's some of that email. Mark, I appreciate all you do for gun rights, the Second Amendment, and the concealed carry movement. Your program is critical to keeping gun rights from being overrun by anti-gun politicians. Also, because of your show, I am now a lifetime member of the USCCA's Self-Defense Shield. One of the core tenets of the show is to use education to promote firearm literacy, safety, and acceptance amongst the folks riding the fence on gun rights. I must say that I'm deeply disappointed in hour three of this week's show. Please let me explain. My wife and I have been together for nearly half our lives now. I watched her graduate college, then medical school, then complete a pediatric residency, and finally a fellowship in critical care pediatrics. She is double board certified in pediatrics and ICU medicine, and we have had the gun debate every step along the way. In her short tenure in Kentucky, she has already pronounced dead half a dozen or so kids. I don't take pride in keeping the exact numbers, due to accidental firearms discharge and parental neglect. No gang-banging 16-year-olds included in this data. Kids 3, 4, and 5 years old who died because their parents never asked the question, where is my gun, or can my kid get to my gun? She sees the worst outcomes of people not having a basic education about firearm safety and kids. Many pediatricians, Mark, are not like the woman who made the headlines in Florida, nor the leaders at the top of the American Association of Pediatrics. Most pediatricians, or AAP we'll refer to it, most pediatricians know from seeing patients all day, every day, that many parents often don't even consider their old firearm habits once they bring a new life into the world and, more importantly, their home. Many first-time parents don't make the connection when little hands start reaching on countertops or discover cupboards, cabinets, and drawers. Simply asking, do you have a gun in the home, is sometimes all it takes to make people think. Pediatricians don't dispense extensive firearms education or profess to know home defense fundamentals or tactical movements or even how to clear a weapon, nor do they want to tell you how to live your life. They are concerned with very basic concepts for keeping firearms away from kids not yet trained to safely handle firearms. They do the same thing with household cleaners and ingestible poisons. Yes, They dispense advice about flat-screen TVs and how they can fall on toddlers and advise on ways to prevent kids from falling downstairs, yes? Are pediatricians certified or trained by anyone for this? Should they stop recommending you lock up the drain cleaner or stop putting up gates across the stairs? From my experience, pediatricians simply want to remind parents to be aware of where their gun is kept and that a safe is the safest and most effective way to prevent your child from playing with your firearm. Now, we don't have enough time to go into the rest of the email. I want to finish that email, so I'll get as much as I can in here and then take it into the break, finish it, and then we'll go over my response. Because this was a very well thought out email from a member of USCCA, a life member, and someone who gets it and who means well. But we agree, David, to disagree, don't we? And that's the beauty of our, we can have this discussion on Armed American Radio, can we not, David?
It's absolutely vital that we have this discussion because it will be held nowhere else.
We will not shy away from this. We want to talk about this with you. If you have a concern about something you've heard on this program, send me an email, as Christopher did in Kentucky, to mark@armedamericanradio.com. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And we will read it if we can. But make your points. We want to hear from you. Sean, we have what, 30 seconds? I think that's what it is? Okay.
Yeah.
Let me just finish one of the lines and we'll go to a break. I completely agree that physicians should not be able to keep a log of firearms ownership. There should be no data kept that could raise your insurance premiums or be part of the Obama healthcare regulation of firearms. See, he gets it. I must admit, when my pediatrician asked me if I had a gun in the home, I became angry. I eventually realized that she wasn't trying to violate my Second Amendment rights, but help me protect my child. When we come back, I'll finish this, and we'll generate the discussion here on the Armed American Radio Network, a very important one. And thanks again to Christopher for sending the email. We'll be back.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft-coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at waltherarms.com. Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Can I take my gun up to heaven? You know she's always been by my side.
This is Armed American Radio, giving you a voice. Now, your host,
can I take my gun up to heaven?
Mark Walters.
And I will continue with this email from Christopher in Kentucky. It is important that we have this conversation here on the broadcast. He continues, I also realized I was responding with the same emotion and lack of logical thinking as hoplophobes, hoplophobes being those who suffer from the irrational fear of a gun. I hope you continue to fight against government regulation, interference, and databases, but you look foolish when you get high and mighty about gun training and mock pediatricians for trying to help educate parents on a very basic level and remind them to properly store their guns. Reminding parents to buy a safe is gun safety. You don't need to be Rob Pincus or have an NRA certification to remind parents that a safe is the best place to store a firearm when kids are around. I think you even have a commercial advertisement to that effect. Yes, I will say we did. You also take credibility away from the show when you abandon using a pro-education format and logical thinking and replace it with ridicule and mockery. I believe that is number 5-4 rules for radicals, is it not? Obama uses this tactic, does he not? The second thing that saddened me was your comment about fallopian tubes. Really, Mark? I'm not a Nancy boy, and I like to tell my golfing buddies, does your husband play too when someone leaves a putt short? But you cannot make derogatory comments against being a woman or having a women's parts on national radio. Women are the fastest growing sector of the firearms industry and concealed carry movement. We need females in the movement. They add credibility to the pro-gun rights groups because they are not the stereotypical redneck with a gun. They aren't testosterone-driven Rambos looking for a fight like Moms Demand Action would like everyone to believe. They bring sensibility, a calm demeanor, rational thinking, and validity to the debates regarding gun ownership and self-defense. They bring a motherly, protective image of owning guns for self-defense and protecting one's family. We want moms carrying guns while buying groceries. If having fallopian tubes is derogatory and used to mock another person, then you will lose women in a flash, and women never forget. I have to be honest. I felt like I was sitting in an old boys club with some crusty old white guys while listening to Hour 3 this week. I almost turned it off. I do enjoy that kind of banter from time to time, but a nationally syndicated show is not the venue. You took credibility away from the show this week. You took credibility away from gun owners and gun rights activists like me. You abandoned your principles of bringing people the facts and using education to move the gun rights agenda forward. I share your show a lot with folks who are riding on the fence about guns and gun rights, and I cannot use this week's show. I have noticed that you are starting to use a lot more mockery and ridicule, and we can only hear the relax, we're just having fun defense so many times before we stop believing it is the exception and not the norm. We need you in this fight, Mark, and we need your show. Please stay focused on education, as it is truly the best course for promoting our cause and fighting the good fight. Thank you for taking the time to hear my experiences and opinions. Sincerely, Christopher in Kentucky. I thought the email was great, David, and I responded. You care to talk quickly before I read my reply?
Go ahead and read your reply, then we'll talk.
Okay, my response. Christopher, thank you so much for the email. I truly appreciate you taking the time to write and thought process that went into it. I will have to make a couple of points, though, as I think you took some things out of context and maybe a little too personal, though I understand why. Trust me, I'm thrilled your wife does what she does, and believe me, we need more like her. Unfortunately, the AAP does not think the way she does and is vehemently anti-gun. What brought the discussion back to the forefront was the ongoing fight and ensuing legal battle that recently ended in Florida with the state law against physicians being able to discuss firearms ownership as a matter of law with their patients. It is sad, and I wish it were not so, but there is just too much potential for abuse from pediatricians who unfortunately do think and act the way of the woman we were describing. Please see the other email I received on this very topic this morning, also from a doctor, and here is where I printed for him, or copied for him, the email I had gotten from a pediatrician that same day. Dear Mark, I was laughing so hard that I almost drove my Prius off the road while listening to David Kodria's physician qualifications and liability firearm safety counseling representation. But he is quite right when he points to well-meaning doctors as being a major threat to our rights. I am a board-certified pediatrician, just like the doctor that David spoke about, and I will attest to the fact medical training does not include education regarding firearms. Yes, there may be a lecture or two describing the evils of guns, but the facts presented are always biased. For example, a presentation by the American Academy of Pediatrics breathlessly states that a child is killed or injured by a firearm every 30 minutes. Of course, they fail to inform us that the Children's Medical Services Council on Child and Adolescent Health defined the age limits of pediatrics to be from fetal life until age 21 years. Therefore, all of the gangbangers and drug dealers in training are included in their numbers. But we're doing it for the children. Please don't underestimate the American Academy of Pediatrics as an adversary. They have a clear agenda. And he goes on with their policy. AAP policy. In 2012, the Academy reaffirmed its commitment to advocating for the strongest possible firearms regulations. The absence of gun in homes and communities is the most reliable and effective measure to prevent firearm-related injuries in children and adolescents. The AAP supports a number of specific measures to reduce the destructive effects of guns in the lives of children and adolescents, including the regulation of the manufacture, sale, purchase, ownership, and use of firearms, a ban assault weapons, and expand regulations of handguns for civilian use. To prevent gun-related deaths and injuries, the AAP recommends that pediatricians provide firearm safety counseling to patients and their parents. This is scary stuff coming from those gentle, kind doctors who only want to do what is best for the children. On any other topic, these doctors would demand firm evidence before they make a recommendation. As a wise mentor once told me, doctors always demand data, except when they disagree with it. And perhaps the NRA should market their gun safety programs to physicians. They make a lot more sense than the common sense education offered by the AAP. And please let us not forget that in 1990, the Institute of Medicine published the famous To Err Is Human report, which showed that up to 98,000 people a year die because of mistakes in hospitals. To paraphrase, quote, guns don't kill people, hospitals kill people. And isn't it ironic that I can't carry my new M&P shield in a hospital? Sorry for the long rambling email, but your show always gives me food for thought. With best regards, Dr. Steve in Omaha. Now, David, I went on, and in the essence of time, I will simply paraphrase that I asked Christopher, where does it end? Do we need doctors, David, Jerry, George? I ask you where you're listening. Do we need doctors to discuss the dangers of exhaust fumes? Eating tree bark, my neighbor kid just did that last week. Swimming pools, looking both ways before we cross the street. Every single food group that might be a choking hazard. For crying out loud, playing in the yard after the lawn doctor sprayed chemicals to kill the weeds. Bruising caused by playing dodgeball, dangers of tripping or hurting ourselves when wearing open-toe sandals. Maybe the dangers of walking and staring at a cell phone should be brought up by our doctors. Or being reminded not to touch the stove, that fire is hot and it can hurt us. The dangers of roasting marshmallows over an open flame in the fall. Not lighting charcoal inside your house. People do it and die from it every year. Seatbelt use, helmet use, the dangers of playing peewee football, all of which actually happen to harm children at a combined rate far higher than firearms accidents. And I went on to say that enough is enough. We have to say enough is enough. There are other avenues of teaching family members about the dangers of firearms. That's what the NRA does. It's what we do. It's what safety and training classes teach. It's why the USCCA has training courses, and it's a part of being a responsible gun owner, which is the vast majority of all of us. If doctors would like to discuss firearms ownership with us, I will say this on record. I have no problem if that doctor were certified to do so by a pro-gun safety training organization such as the NRA, and prominently displays those certifications on the walls of the examining rooms or offices where that discussion will take place. A fascinating conversation to have. The discussion about that email exchange begins when we come back. We will go around the table. Don't go away. Armed American Radio fills your prescription for freedom. When we come back, the doctor is here.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The new tax slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The tax slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the tax slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holsters, we're going to jump right back in here. I have two quick statements to make before I open up the panel. Number one, regarding the fallopian tubes comment, I believe the writer misunderstood and took out of context that, of course, we were referring to David's Venturi tubes for his grill, that he's always joking about getting spider webs in there, causing a problem firing up his gas grill when we talk about grilling while armed, and I referred to them as fallopian tubes. It was not meant as a derogatory comment towards women at all. You'll have to go back and listen to the piece. I've done it a couple times, and I would only say to that, just have a sense of humor. But, Chris, the email, I really respected getting the email. I enjoyed getting the email, and I enjoyed the opportunity to respond as I did, and I will end and turn it over with this. If it were not such an issue, then ask yourself why the Brady campaign sued to begin with. What game do they have? What dog is in the hunt for the Brady campaign? If it's not an issue, why is the Brady campaign suing to stop it? Now, they lost, but ask yourself that question. And, David, because you were invoked, I'll go to you first. Take it away, brother.
Wait a minute now. You're telling me that you were using a Alinsky Rule 5 ridicule against my gas grill?
Yeah, we have a new book out coming out. It's called Rules Against Gas Grills. Rules for Radical Grillers.
I thought for sure anybody using a gas grill had fallopian tubes. Bobby Slay does.
George, I love you, man. Thanks for chiming in. Let's go back to the pediatrician email. Very serious. Quickly, David, take it away.
Well, again, I think you articulated it well when you talked about why this came up in the first place. It's because there is a professional group that wants no guns in the home. And the bottom line is there is no one-size-fits-all. Yes, many people, when their guns are not in use, will store their guns unloaded and separate from ammunition. Okay, many people will lock guns up in instant safes that you can get into that have the ammunition in it. Other people will carry around the home. There's no one-size-fits-all. And you run into situations where you can bring up cases where minors have actually defended their lives and the lives of others because they did have access to a firearm, and other incidents such as the Merced Pitchfork murders where children had guns that they knew how to use rendered inaccessible to them, and horrible murder resulted from it. There's no one-size-fits-all. And one other thing I'll say is I've never believed in age-appropriate training. What I believe in is development-appropriate training.
Very well said and well-taken point. I would also like to point out a couple of quick comments that the differences between references to doctors discussing flat-screen TVs and drain cleaners, et cetera, while it's great advice, as I wrote, there's no concerted and well-funded effort by anti-drain groups or anti-flat-screen TV groups spending tens of millions of dollars to take away those products. There are no Drainos. Somebody be coming after our Drano. Drano and flat screens have not been politicized by groups trying to strip us of our rights to watch TV or fix our drains. So I appreciate the fact that the emailer is coming from the position that this position, he knows his wife isn't anti-gun. He understands that she truly means well. But guess what? I don't know that background when I sit in that office, and I don't believe that's the place to have that conversation, unless, as I said before, I see proof that that doctor
Mark,
is
real quickly,
fully
Mark,
well real educated. Quickly, David, please.
The boundary violation, as I understand it, is in the asking about the firearms in the home and documenting firearms in the home. That
Correct.
Is where the boundary violation lies, and I would encourage you to get Dr. Timothy Wheeler, who was the driving force behind this, onto the program to address the concerns that that your email correspondent raised with you.
And listen, I appreciate it very much. Jerry, let's go over to you about that. Your thoughts on the email exchange. Fascinating conversation. I'm glad we got the email because it opens up this dialogue. You see here, unlike the anti-gun groups, we're not afraid to talk about these things together as a family from inside the pro-gun rights community. These are discussions that we have amongst ourselves,
right,
and come to an agreement on. Your thoughts, please.
We do. I think David's correct. Their age appropriateness is much better than the one size fits all. I started my grandson off shooting when he was 6 years old, had his own shotgun by the time he was seven. And I feel safer right now. He's 15, and I feel safer shooting with him and being around him with a firearm than I do most people my age. And as I said earlier, in my firm opinion, the doctor's there to doctor me, take care of my needs, take care of my kids' needs, and they're not there to find out what I have in my home.
Now, you're talking about, again, we go right back to personal responsibility, and this is paramount in this discussion. I want to point out that the vast majority, when David was just mentioning, there are people who keep their guns in safe and their ammunition.
Correct.
That's the vast majority of us. Mm-hmm. It's not here or there. There are over 100 plus million gun owners in this country.
Correct.
The vast majority of us. And it's the NRA. It's groups like us. It's the USCCA. It's Christopher who wrote the email. We're the ones that are talking about and trying to educate people,
That's
as
correct.
He said at the beginning
we're
of his
the
email.
Ones that, we're the ones that preach training. Georgia Carey came out with their own training course last year. We had now have our own instructors to go around and give these courses, the safety courses, that everybody says we need more gun safety, but they do absolutely nothing about gun safety except try to disarm the public.
Very good point. I have two kids, 10. I have a little boy that will be 10 day after tomorrow. He's excited as all get out. I have a daughter turning 12 in November.
And my concern is exactly what David Kodria mentioned. Is that reporting of it? Doctors aren't recording and reporting if somebody has oven cleaner underneath their kitchen sink.
Right.
And that information is not being possibly reported to, some nefarious government agency with an agenda, such as the IRS or, Child Protective Services or
the Centers for Disease Control, who
yeah.
are now compiling records under executive order because they want to do this or that or whatever. The potential for abuse, George, here for what you're saying is off the chain. And I want
exactly.
to ask this again.
And the CDC is an agency that has historically not been politicized before, and now they are.
Well, nor has the IRS, George.
They've always been a weapon.
All right. I want to ask this question again. I think this bears repeating, and that is, if it were not important to the anti-gun crusade, then ask yourself why. David, why is the Brady campaign irate about it if it doesn't matter? Why are they irate, and why do they want doctors desperately to the point that they would sue the state? Why?
Because they want to establish inroads and beachheads wherever they can, and it's incumbent on us as defenders of the right to keep and bear arms to deny them a beachhead wherever we can, because once they establish that and secure that, they will use that for further, deeper incursions, because they're all about incrementalism toward an end game that they make no secret about. When you actually look at some of the statements their leaders have made, and they would really like to have the entire republic to be one big Michael Bloomberg gun-free zone.
Well,
and
this is again
the government is now in charge of health care. They have a lot of control and very little oversight.
And George, what we said between the breaks, some of the best radio is the radio you don't hear. Jerry and I were sitting here talking about it. Obamacare. They control your health care. They control you. Don't think there's a bigger picture and a bigger agenda here. Of course there is. Once they establish the beachhead that firearms are health-related problems, it all ties together. That's why the Brady campaign sued. That's why they're angry they lost. And I understand what Christopher's saying. I'll leave it on this note. Thank you for the email. We appreciate the opportunity to have the discussion. We may agree to disagree, but we agree in the House as we fight together. The anti-gun forces that he refers to are so well-funded in coming after our firearms freedoms. Christopher in Kentucky, great email. If you want to do it, mark@armedamericanradio.org. We'll be back right after this.
Do you own or carry a gun for self-defense? If your loved ones were under attack, what would you do? Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. Because when you're forced to defend your loved ones, your toughest battle will probably occur in the courtroom. As a responsibly armed American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. If you activate your USCCA membership today, something very important will happen. You'll be instantly instantly covered by the most comprehensive insurance-backed protection available to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. Your USCCA membership will provide up to $1.1 million to help you get the expert defense you deserve to keep you out of jail and home with your family. Activate your life-saving USCCA membership protection right now or get more information now at DefendFamilyNow.com. That's DefendFamilyNow.com.
You're a 23 Mabry
man? Yes. I told you on my last call. They're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
To the program, yes, indeed, it is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. I had a fantastic conversation with Alan Gottlieb today. Missed him in Chicago at the Gun Rights Policy Conference, the GRPC. Had the opportunity to listen to him on Tom's show today, on Gun Talk today, and really enjoyed the conversation. And it was fun to listen to a lot of the same guests that come on this program, to listen to Masoud Ayoub, who is known around the world as the godfather of self-defense and personal defense, particularly here in the United States of America, a man who, I don't even know how many books, you say he wrote the book on this, he wrote dozens of books. You can walk into any Walmart and see his Gun Digest books over in the sporting goods by the shooting supplies. So welcome back to the program. If you were at the Gun Rights Policy Conference, sorry we missed you. If you weren't, be there in Phoenix, will you? And before you go, just join the SAF at saf.org. Also check out the USCCA Concealed Carry Expo. We're no rookies with these expos. In fact, David, you met a man at the GRPC who comes to see me at the Houston CCW Expos, didn't you?
Oh yeah, I met several people that it really made me laugh because the first thing they said to me was they asked about my Venturi tubes, which and this guy gives his regards to both you and Sean, John Adeen, M.D. He's pediatric orthopedist, and he met you and Sean in Houston at an event, and as a matter of fact, he blamed being a compliment for his being involved and being at the GRPC. There was another healthcare professional, Vic Khanna, who has written a great piece, and Mark, you kind of gave me carte blanche to be an ambassador for AAR, and right. This is a guy that I'm going to encourage you to get together with and have on the program, who wrote a great paper dealing with healthcare and with the gun issue itself. And there are allies that we have within the medical profession who can really help set the record straight on this. So it was just a terrific experience all the way around, these two medical professionals. And come to think of it, you know, I have met now in person, not just talked on the phone or corresponded with, three of the four people on this program, because I know Jerry, I know you, I know Sean. And, George, you're the last holdout, man. We haven't met in person yet.
Well, I'll be at SHOT Show.
Have you seen his picture, David? You might be the luckiest of the bunch. You know, he's all into that Facebook stuff. He sent a photo out today that's pretty darn scary. He sent one out when he was here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios not too long ago as well. Listen, I think this when we talk about these things, when we hear someone who has listened to the program or who has met with us, who gets it? Something that I want you to understand, if you're on the fence, maybe you don't get it. You know, where does it come from? This isn't something we talk about here on Armed American Radio and wait until next week and talk about it again.
Mm-hmm.
Let me start. Sean, you and I have conversations about this off air continuously.
Absolutely.
George, it's probably better than 90% of what we talk about. David, it's close to 100% if we're not talking about a cigar. We live and breathe this. Jerry Henry, you and I talk during an afternoon just because we want to ask about a new bill or what's up with the legislation, and you'll tell me I can't tell you yet. But these are the things that we talk about in between the breaks. I often say, if you listen to the show regularly, you'll hear me say some of the best radio is the radio you never hear in between the breaks. Sean, you're laughing, but it's true, and you know it. That's why you're laughing.
Yes, true.
And in between the breaks, the three of us, who are potted together, George and David couldn't hear us, but Sean and I and you, Jerry, are talking about this issue with the doctors and the grassroots and how important it is. And that's why we have the advantage in this fight for freedom and always will, because we do live this, we do breathe this. This is a part of our DNA. It is part of our makeup. We believe in it at our core. And it's not something we picked up because a woman created a Facebook page because a billionaire gave her $100,000 to finance the start of a website, Jerry.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Well, I agree with you. That is what we do. Our goal is to make sure, at least that I tell everybody this, my goal is to make sure that the Second Amendment means exactly what it says. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
I'm going to ask you this question. How much money were you paid? First of all, let me ask you this. How much time did you spend with legislators, working together with legislators of both parties? And how much time did you spend at the Capitol in Georgia this year?
I couldn't tell you.
A lot?
Yep.
How much? What was your hourly rate that you were paid?
About 22 cents.
You're not doing this for the money, my friend. We're not doing this for the money.
I might have made 22 cents.
David Kodria, you have been...
They picked up my parking fee.
Oh, they validate, huh? Jerry does this for validation. You validate? Yep. David Kodria, you have been writing the columns. You've been writing for Guns Magazine. You're no rookie here. Many, many major newspaper reporters and television reporters read your information and have spoken to you over the years. Where does it come from?
I guess it comes from just a human desire to see justice done. I think that's it. It's not about guns. It's about freedom, mm-hmm. and it's about justice, and it's about trust. You know, they call gun owners paranoid. Hey, you know, unless you prove yourself, you know, untrustworthy, I believe that it's my responsibility to honor your liberty. And while we do talk about this stuff all the time, we're not just one-dimensional on guns only. For instance, I like long walks on the beach myself, you know.
Right, right. We'll stop right there. Let me go over to George real quick. George, you've been blogging. You are known as the godfather of blog. Before
the
word, the blog file, you were known as this before the word blog, in fact, was even a word. Your website, mattogre.com, has been up on the internet for how long?
I've lost track. I started chiseling the blog in stone a long time ago. But the
material that you've brought up on Matt Ogre over the years has made you an expert in the field, because people took a look at what you were writing and thought, you know what, this guy's right. And we're talking about everything from just daily routines that you write about, but more importantly, your firearms blogging and your expertise in the field.
Yeah, they're definitely the most popular. I do automotive posts every once in a while, and they get very few hits. But I show a picture of a gun, and it's all over the place. But I don't consider myself an expert. I'm a professional enthusiast. So there's a difference. I don't believe there is such a thing as an expert. But I'll never call myself one. But I'm a professional enthusiast.
Well, you have an announcement to make about some rubs that are available, do you not?
Absolutely.
Go for it. Now's the time.
We've got grillingwhilearmed.com is now live. We are taking those pre-orders, and everything is going to be shipping out very early that first week of October.
I've got to stop you right there, George. But we got the word in for you, and it's what?
GrillingWhileArmed.com.
Go get it, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it from the Mad Ogre. Don't make him mean. Don't make him mean. We like happy Mad Ogres. David Kodria, back from the Gun Rights Policy Conference. Thanks for tuning us in to what went down when we couldn't make it. Jerry Henry, always a pleasure. You and I missed out big time. But that's okay. We got to catch up here on Armed American Radio and have a lot of fun in the process and educate you wherever you are across the country. And remember, when I tell you every week when I fill your prescription for freedom here on Armed American Radio, to carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. It's disrespectful. You have a responsibility to protect those that you love. Right. Back next week on Armed American Radio.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dog in you. Jealous me by the clamor now, baby.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters, here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.